This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so let's go to the hotline now. Let's bring in Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Chris.
Hi, guys. I just heard Todd Blackledge's name.
Chris,
about. Are we talking about the 1983 draft?
No, we were talking about, like, you know, I was introducing you and just saying, you know, another native Clevelander who has made it big and done big-time things on television and, you know, the analysts. And, I mean, Jimmy Jackson was on last night. And I was just – it's endless, I think, the guys that have gone through, like, Ohio State or come through Northeast Ohio that make it big-time and end up doing national sports. And you're one of them. That's why.
Thank you. It's cool. Listen, I proudly wear the C on my chest. You guys know that.
We're captain.
My kids who are both born out here are – diehard Cleveland fans through and through. I mean, we're taping BattleBots, and I got my 17-year-old texting me about Roberto's homer in the eighth inning. And, you know, that is a tremendous sense of pride when you ingrain that sort of belief in their system.
Or child abuse, one or the other.
Wow.
Oh, stop it. Hey, listen.
What?
We got two great teams right now. Two great teams.
I did a whole thing, and it's funny that we're talking. I did a whole thing at 92.3 The Fan, it said stop and smell the roses for a second, because every team seems to have two good players on it. The Browns should have two good picks on it, and we're in a good time. We really are in a good time in Cleveland sports history.
Yes, I would say that. There's no question. Yeah, where there's excitement about three teams, two because they have a possibility of doing something special, and one because we've been kicked and down for so long. Like, this is our time to turn, and hopefully it is.
So here we go with a team that's struggling to hit, yet is still doing okay, Chris. And
yeah,
you know, I'm juggling that fear I have every year with the reality of they're getting great pitching and they're playing just fine, and I can't wait till they start hitting because then look out. And I'm thinking that's the way to go here, but and it's so early and everything else. But they're so far, they're hitting so poorly compared to to most everybody else in the major leagues. It does concern me a little bit right now, even though I know that's irrational because it's way too early.
Yeah, it is, and it's, you know, when you have a 10 or 11 game stretch like this from, you know, June 10th through June 24th, let's say, it doesn't hurt as much. When it's out of the gate, you're like, geez, what's going on here?
Right, right.
You know, you got to have trust. There's a saying in the sport about trust in the back of the baseball card, and ultimately that will happen with a lot of these guys. Now, I always feel like ever since Tito's come there, and really in particular since Brantley has had his injury problems the last couple of years, that we have always had to platoon, it feels like, all three outfield positions. And there's not another successful team in the show that does that. They just don't. And we're much more of a matchup team in the outfield. Some people say the Cubs kind of do it. I guess so. But that's flirting with danger. You know, Chiz just can't stay healthy. Zimmer, as much as I love him defensively and athletically and on the bases, and he had a huge home run the other day during Kluber's start, he's got holes in his swing. So, you know, if other guys aren't picking up the slack, it's like those other two outfield positions alongside Brantley are question marks anyway. So I would expect them to probably pull a Jay Bruce-type move that they did last year to kind of strengthen their outfield down the stretch again.
Chris, does the league look at this beginning of the season, talk about the weather? I'm sure they do it all the time. And the Cubs had trouble getting their home opener going. It's been freezing. You looked at the White Sox last night. There was no one at the game. Do they kind of rethink the beginning of the season? I know Jeff and I have sat here, and you know, both of us, when we did Indians pre and post game, that we used to say, man, I wish they would start the season 2 weeks later. I know the new CBA allows for more time off during the regular season. Are doubleheaders during the regular season something the players would want to think about other than
no.
this? I mean, it's so tough.
They hate doubleheaders. They hate doubleheaders.
Do you hate a doubleheader worse than playing in 30-degree weather in front of no one?
Yeah, well, okay, so there's a business side to it, which teams, and in particular a team like the Indians, hate because they've got a good squad, but school's in session, the weather stinks, and every game's on TV, so why would you go down anyway, right?
True, yep.
So there's a business side, but if you're a player, okay, the weather stinks, but you know what stinks more? Is a split doubleheader at 1-7 where you get to the ballpark at 10 a.m. and you don't leave till 10. Like, that's very – those guys hate that. They do. They just – they can't stand it. It's not like – and the old school doubleheaders just don't happen anymore. You don't get two tickets for the price of one. You know, that's just not going to happen. So you just kind of got to suck it up and go with it unless you ever cut the schedule from 162 down to 140, and I don't see that happening anytime in the near future. So we just kind of got to – you know, it stinks.
Is there an answer? Is there any other way to fix this?
I was just going to ask that. I don't think there is. Chris, do you?
I think the only way you fix it is doubleheaders on Saturday. That's it. I can't think of another way to fix it.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, you got to get that past the players' union, and that stuff's just not going to happen. I don't think. I mean, I just don't see it. Sorry.
I don't either. Corey Kluber looks like... the best Corey Kluber we've ever seen. And that's not to say that he's better this year. He's come out of the chute, Chris, pitching right. as well as we've ever seen him pitch, which is stunning.
And it makes you wonder what happened in those two starts against the Yankees.
Sure does.
And that's, like, I mentally can't get past that because I watch him and it's just like the guys I work with at MLB Network marvel at him. Millar and I talk about it every day. It's just like, I watched him opening night in Seattle. Guy lost, but he goes the distance. In a day and age where we baby pitchers and, you know, alarms go off if a guy throws 100 pitches, he's just so nasty and so filthy. And it's going to go down as the greatest trade the Indians have made in the last 40 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nobody could have – we're like, we got a who? A Kluber from San Diego? What? And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Paul
it really
Hoynes,
is.
Paul like, Hoynes was – I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Paul Hoynes was with us yesterday, and I threw this out. And I did it in a tease going before Hoynesy, and I said he watched a Hall of Famer pitch yesterday. And I asked Paul, I said, he's 32, and he's only done it for about 4 years. But I said, if he puts together another 4 years like this, Hoynesy, is he a Hall of Famer? And Hoynesy thought about it and thought, you know, he just might be because – as a dominant pitcher over a period of time, you know, take a look at what Koufax did, right? Same type of deal. Do you think Kluber could end up as a Hall of Fame pitcher?
That's what I was just going to bring up right before you did. It's a very small group of guys who have three Cy Young awards. You know, two Cy Youngs is a guy like Kim Lincecum, and he's got rings.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be close to a Hall of Famer. You know, the category of wins is virtually unimportant in today's baseball world with the metrics we live in. Voters with he's got to be dominant for 10 years. So it's been since 2014. Can he get that all the way till 2023, 24? That's probably a stretch at his age, but you never know. You never know. And by the way, you just hear the things that we hear about him is that he is such a bona fide ace. Like, you're not an ace if you're the best pitcher on your staff. There's not 30 aces in baseball. Let's clear that up right away.
True.
There's like 7 or 8, maybe. And we're fortunate enough to have one of them. And so I would just say every 5 days, if nothing else, turn on your TV and enjoy an artist at work.
All right, Chris, let me throw this at you as we talk a little football with the draft coming up. Who do you trust when you're listening to what you hear? Because Jeff and I had an argument about, you know, if the Browns should be sending out, you know, fake waves about what they're going to be doing. Especially, I think at 4, I'm all for it, fake waves. But at 1, I just want the Browns to go out there, pick the guy they want, and move forward. I don't really need a whole lot of hype about what the Browns are going to do at 1 unless for some reason the Giants want to trade with him, because then I think you really control your own destiny. But you never know. Maybe the Giants want to trade it from underneath you after you do that. So, again, you've got the first pick. Take it and go with it. But should the Browns be, you know, selling people down the wrong road?
No. League's too smart for that. I mean, all this stuff, that's all just fodder for us as fans. And it's fun. You know, I mean, it's fun to listen to the different rumors and to watch all the mock drafts and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I buy in, you know, for months. I can't wait for the first mock draft to come out. And it's great. But if you're another team and you're listening to reports and all that sort of stuff, then y'all better find a new line of work. I mean, just play out scenarios in your head and go from there. That's it. It's pretty simple. Now, the question for me is, what happens if the first name in the draft is Josh Allen? What's your reaction going to be?
Jeff, you go first. I'll be excited.
He's the guy I like, Chris. I figure might as well roll the dice and go for the guy who has the biggest upside, because – and
But how do we know he's got the biggest upside?
Well, Justin,
he's the biggest?
No, just in listening to what the scouts say, which is all I can go on right now, watching video on my own. Not that I'm a scout, but you know, we all watch football. We all see what things happen there. I'm okay with it. And I told Andy this today. And would you want Matt Ryan if you could have Aaron Rodgers? Now, does that play out that way? I don't know. But it's weird to me that a 20-year-old kid from USC who turns the ball over like crazy is being considered the safe pick. I don't quite understand that.
Well, I think in part because of, let's start with the competition.
Okay.
Right? I mean, week in and week out, he's playing against pro people, right?
Right.
I mean, as opposed to Wyoming. I mean,
with pro people.
Not exactly known as, what's that?
And with pro people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he had better pro people, he was better as a freshman than when he lost a few guys.
Right.
And
like Juju.
Yeah, that was a big loss for them. But I would not feel as good if I heard Josh Allen's name as if I heard Sam Darnold. And it doesn't mean that Sam Darnold's going to be a better pro. It just means that my comfort level with him is more.
Right.
You know? So I guarantee you, your listeners are sitting there shaking their head going, yeah, how am I going to feel if I hear this name at one? Like, if you hear the name Baker Mayfield, I'm turning and running for the hills. That one would scare me.
All right, Chris, we only got 1 minute left here. I have a very, very important question. After seeing your Instagram picture of you and was it the crew of BattleBots? Is that what your last picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting. This is my next question, because when does BattleBots debut on Discovery? When's the next one coming up?
I want to say it's May 12th. I believe is when it debuts, and you can hear from my raspy voice, we're about 60% of the way through this thing.
Okay.
I'm almost at work today, and I can tell you this. If you watch the show before, you're going to love this season. It's the new bots they come up with are utterly insane. There's a ton of fire, a ton of destruction, and it's just so much fun watching things.
Okay, Chris,
box side, although we've had to dodge a lot of metal coming in our direction at several hundred miles an hour.
I am, you know, very United States kind of guy, so I didn't realize the international impact of BattleBots. I didn't realize it was on worldwide. Here's my question for you, Chris. When it's on in Cambodia or China or Hong Kong or Indonesia or Japan or Malaysia, Pakistan, Philippines, Singapore, are they listening to you in English or is it dubbed over?
Well, actually, I speak Mandarin.
Oh, good.
I voice that over in post.
That's cool.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I never realized the talent.
We find out all these things you need to know, and you're good to go.
They teach Mandarin at university school now.
Hmm. That wouldn't surprise me, actually. The kids are so smart there, I'd have no chance of getting into university school, let alone a university after that.
Goodbye, Chris. Thank you.
You got it, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
He is Chris Rose, Pride of Cleveland, and, of course, he's on the hotline hanging out with us. You can watch him on BattleBots. You can see him on ESPN or MLB Network on Intentional Talk with Kevin Millar, and then always on NFL Network. So he is all over the place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.